meantime, as you want to pray, instead of me coming to you, you're going to have to come to me. But I want to just read this as we start here. I just felt like this invitation of the Lord to set our eyes on Him. And this comes from Song of Songs 2. It's just, this is the bridegroom king speaking to the Shulamite bride. He says, "Arise, my dearest, hurry, my darling, come away with me. For I have come, as you have asked, to draw you to my heart and to lead you out. For now is the time, my beautiful one. The season has changed and the bondage of your barren winter has ended. And the season of hiding is over and gone. The rains have soaked the earth and have left it bright with blossoming flowers. And the season for singing and pruning the vines has arrived. I hear the cooing of doves in the land." By the way, the cooing of doves happens at the time of harvest. "Filling the air with songs to awaken you and to guide you forth. Can you not discern this new day of destiny that is breaking forth around you? The early signs of my purposes and my plans are bursting forth, and the budding vines of new life are now blooming everywhere. The fragrance of their flowers whispers there is change in the air. So arise, my love, my beautiful companion, and run with me to the higher place. For now is the time to arise and to come away with me." I just feel that right now. Lord, I thank you. Now is the time. Today is the day of salvation. Lord, I thank you for the awakening of your church right now. Lord, that this is the time for the bride to come forth. It's all eyes on Jesus, all eyes on the bridegroom king. Lord, I thank you that as we set our eyes on you, there is not only an awakening, but there is a strengthening. There is a hope restored where hope has been deferred and has made the heart sick. Lord, I thank you that it is a new day. It is a new season. It is an awakening, and it does not depend on the things of this world. For the things of this world will be shaken, but the things of the Lord will remain. They will not be shaken. Lord, I thank you that as we set our eyes on you, as we put our hand in your hand, Lord, I thank you that you lead us. You lead us to the places that will not be shaken. You set our feet on a rock. Lord, I thank you, even as it's Rosh Hashanah, as this is coming up, there's just this shout of just, it's a new day of destiny that dawns. It's a new day. Lord, I thank you that it says, "Behold, there's a new thing coming. Do not look at the things of the past. It's a new day of destiny that dawns for your people." And so, Lord, I thank you. I've said this before. We rip off that rear view mirror. We're not looking back. We're not looking at the past. The past no longer defines your church. But Lord, I thank you. You define your church. You are the head of your church, Jesus. And so we look to you, Jesus. For now is the time to arise and to come away with me. For you are my dove, hidden in the split open rock. And it was I who took you, and I hid you high in the secret stairway of the sky. So let me see your radiant face and hear your sweet voice. For how beautiful your eyes of worship, and how lovely your voice in prayer. Ha, Lord, I thank you that you are raising up the worshipers. Lord, you're raising up the intercessors, those that will come into the presence of the Lord and will set their face upon you. Lord, as you set your face upon us, Lord, we set our gaze back upon you. Lord, we say, I thank you, you are raising up true worshipers that will worship you in spirit and truth. Lord, I thank you that you are raising up those that will hear and know the heart of the Lord and declare the heart of the Lord over this region, over Colorado, over your church, over families, over schools, over the next generation that's rising up. Lord, we thank you that it's a new day. It is a new day of destiny that dawns. Then he says this, you must catch the troubling foxes, those sly little foxes that hinder our relationship. For they raid our budding vineyard of love to ruin what I have planted within you. Will you catch them, and will you remove them for me? We will do it together. So, Lord, I thank you that as we say yes to you, as we set our eyes on you, Lord, I thank you for those, the wisdom from heaven to see and to know, the discernment of the Spirit to go, oh, those are things that need to get removed right now. Those are things that we need to let go of right now. Those are not your things. Sometimes even good things, but they're not the God things. They're not the things that the Lord actually has for us to hold on to. And even though they're good things, they become weights. They become hindrances. And then, Lord, the sins. Lord, may every sin be removed from our lives. Lord, you're looking for a pure and a spotless bride. Lord, I thank you that we can run to you, that we run to that throne room of grace. But Lord, it's not the entitlement to walk in sin. It's the grace to come out of it and to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, to walk in your ways, to walk in holiness. Lord, I thank you that you're purifying your church. Thank you for your blood, Jesus. The blood that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Lord, I thank you that there is a church, a body, a people that are arising, a remnant that is rising up in this time that will say, we will do the work of the Father. We will do the things on the Father's heart. We will declare the very things of that heaven would come to earth, that your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we ask you for an open heaven. Open up the heavens. Lord, rend the heavens. Do it now, Lord. We thank you for your church that is arising. We thank you for the wind that is blowing. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that is strengthening and stirring and awakening your church in this season. We thank you for Rosh Hashanah. Lord, we thank you for a new year that is coming. Lord, we bless your name tonight, in Jesus' name. Oh, the mic's working, so if you want to pray.
The Lord put Psalm 91 on my heart. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is our refuge, our place of safety. He is our God, and we trust him. For he will rescue us from every trap and protect us from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer. No plague will come near your home, for he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands, so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I'll protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. Lord, I just ask that you refresh all of us. Lord, that you just lift any weights. Lord, that you say to cast our anxieties onto you, Father. Lord, we just release any worries, Father. Anxiety is a sign that we aren't trusting in you, Jesus. So I just ask that you would just increase our faith, Father. Increase our faith. Allow us to just lie down our anxieties. We just plead the blood of Jesus over every single person here tonight, Father. That you would just refresh us, Father. That you would just invade our very thoughts, Lord. Renew our hearts, Father. Renew us in your love, Father. Just wash us. Wash us clean, Father. And clothe us in your righteousness, Father. May we find strength in your name, Jesus.
He would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. Then by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside of you, and the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. Then you will be empowered to discover what every Holy One experiences, the great magnitude, the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. Father of glory, Father of lights, you're the protector, you're the guardian of our soul. So would you invade us with your supernatural love? Waves and waves and waves of love. Holy Spirit, take the love of Abba and pour in our hearts like a river. Like a river. Like a river that it would flow in us, through us, out of us, everywhere we go. That we would see as you see, Abba. Father, I'm praying that resurrection power of the Holy Spirit invade our innermost being. Every dead place in your ecclesia come to life. Come to life. Come to newness. I declare the gates of the past shut at Rosh Hashanah. I declare they're shut to everything that doesn't come through the blood of Jesus Christ. And I declare the gates are open to the King of Glory. King of Glory, come in and rule and reign us, your ecclesia, that we would give you glory, that we would be those who bring your name to fame, Jesus. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. We give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name.
You are so beholding. You're what a king like me looks for. My children, my delight. Cast your cares on me, literally. Extend your hands towards me and give me this one, then that one, and this one, then that one, and the other one. Release your cares to my control. Press into me and seek me for all your worth. Press into me, people. Seek my face in your early morning hours to your late nights. Don't worry about the time. Seek me with all you have. I will love you and tolerate no more the longing of your heart without compensating your pains to seek my face. Come on. Come with me in your early morning hours. Come with me on walks. I'll seek you all throughout the day and night. I belong to you, my loves. You are mine. Your kindness is my longing, and for your love, and attention. Don't harden your hearts. Don't forsake me. If you sit with me, I will soften your heart. It's me. Sit with me, please. Wrap your arms around my love. Proverbs 29:25-26. The fear of man brings a snare, but he who trusts in the Lord will be exalted. Many seek the ruler's favor, but justice for man comes from the Lord. So God, forgive us when we have feared man, because it brings a snare, God. I thank you that you're calling your church, your bride, to be bold as a lion. You say the righteous are as bold as a lion, God. So, Father, forgive us when we've shrunk back, when you've called us forward, when you've said speak and we shrink back. And, Father, help us to overcome intimidation. Help us to know the schemes of the enemy and to not be intimidated and to step out when you tell us to step out in prayer, in authority, in serving, whatever it is. It comes in many ways, but God, you're inviting us to not fear man, but to fear God, to be in awe of God. We are in awe of you today, here, tonight. We are in awe of you. We awe you. We reverence you, the one true and living God. There is none like you. You're exalted far above all other gods. There is none like you, for who is like unto the Lord? There is none like unto our God, none like unto our God. We give you the glory to your name. The rocks won't cry out tonight. We cry out, our God reigns, our God reigns. You are exalted in the heavens. You are exalted in the earth. Your name stands alone. Your name stands alone. Hosanna to the Father. Hosanna to the Son. Hosanna to the Spirit. Blessed three in one. And one more thing, only believe. The Lord's been speaking that to me recently. Only believe. Do you believe? You're called believers. Do not doubt. Do not doubt. Walk by faith, not by sight. Only believe. Watch and see what I will do. Only believe.
Lord, I thank you for the days of awe that are upon us, Lord. Thank you for these 10 days that are coming up, Lord. I pray, Father God, that we would consecrate ourselves right now, Father, that we would humble ourselves, Lord, that we would come before you and just ask you to just purify us and prepare us, Lord, for what you have for us, Lord. This is a new season, Lord. This is the year of 5784, Lord, the year of the door, Lord. We just ask you, Father God, that we would just set this time apart right now, Father, just to seek your face, Lord, and to prepare our hearts, Lord, to align ourselves with the purposes and plans that you have for us, Lord, that we're going to begin to bring heaven to earth, Lord. Lord, we're going to begin to move as that army, Lord, that you've prepared us, Lord, to be, Lord. that your bride is rising up, Lord. And we just thank you, Father God, for these days that are upon us right now, Lord. And we are so expectant, Father, and we just love you, Jesus. And we just pray all this in your name.
The righteous are bold as a lion. The righteous face fear in the face. The righteous are bold as a lion. The righteous face fear in the face. And we want the fear of the Lord.
Of hell won't be able to prevail if, you know, like when we have that like grounding of faith. So let's just sing that again.
Oh, the gates of hell will not prevail. Oh, the gates of hell will not prevail. Whom shall I fear? Oh, the gates of hell. Will
this is my my first time here, and this is amazing. And I'm sure I have mascara everywhere. This is so awesome. When I first came into this room, have you guys, when you were young, did you ever play tag, like at church or at school? And home base is safe. There's always that safe home base. And I remember being young, and the person who was it would be so close, but the second you touched home base, they couldn't touch you. It didn't matter how close they were, they had no power once you touched home base. And when I walked in this room, I was like, Lord, this is home base. This is home base. And it doesn't matter what's going on out there. It doesn't matter how close you were to being defeated and tagged. You're not out as soon as you walk into this place. And this is a safe room where the enemy cannot come. He cannot come. And then I saw through that, there's people in Castle Rock. And just like a little child who's being chased, you get exhausted. You get, and you're just looking for that home base, right? And there's kids everywhere, and it's frantic. But the moment you touch home base, you could catch your breath, and you could take your time, and nobody can mess with you there. And you could, when you come and you get out of that, you know, you're not touching it anymore, then you're back in it. And I felt like the rock, the church, is going to be a place where people can come, and they could catch their breath. And you guys have set up such an amazing atmosphere here that whatever needs to be ministered to is going to happen. And then God's going to shoot people out from here, and they're going to be restored. They're going to be rested. And I pray that God blesses all of you. I pray that every person that walks in, any chains that they're carrying would be broken. People who haven't heard from God would walk in, and that would just immediately stop, and they would start hearing the Holy Spirit so clearly. I pray that people whose mouth have been just bound up and shut, that immediately they would start speaking of the goodness of God, that they would come out and they would say to their friends, God is real. I went to this place and look what he did. And they're just going to start speaking, and one by one, people that are leaving this place are going to start just proclaiming the goodness of God. And God, I just pray, JR, I don't know if this is okay to talk one-on-one, but I was talking to Dutch, she's his wife today, and I was telling her about this meeting. And I said, I don't know any, or she said, I don't know anyone in Castle Rock, but I do know one guy, JR. And then she started speaking to me about how safe you were and what a good person you were. And she said, as long as JR's involved, you're good. And then I talked to my brother, who's so protective of me, and he was kind of worried because I've been out of ministry for a long time. And he said, well, where are you going? And I said, this place called The Rock. And he goes, is JR still there? I said, I just heard about JR. And he said, I went to The Rock over 20 years ago, and if JR's there, you're good. And the Lord started speaking to me about you, somebody who's been in ministry and in the public eye for 20, 30 years, to have a reputation. And Dutch, he's his wife, even made phone calls to make sure everything was still good. And the people spoke to her and said, no, he's good. The Rock is good. And your guys' reputation is so good. And just a place of safety, but to be known. And I just felt like things that were spoken over you 20, 30 years ago are going to come to pass. Amen. And that your reputation is still up here. And that's amazing. And God's going to honor you for that.
Thank you that the rain and snow come down from the heavens and stay on the ground to water the earth, and they cause the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry. And it is the same with your word, that you send it out and it always produces fruit, and that it will accomplish all that you want it to, and that it will prosper everywhere that you send it, and that we will live in joy and peace, and the mountains and hills will burst into song, and the trees of the field will clap their hands. Where once there were thorns, cypress trees will grow. Where nettles grew, myrtles will sprout up. Thank you, Jesus, that we are in a new season and a new beginning. And as we come into the Hebraic New Year, Lord, that the year of the open door, God, We just thank you, Lord, that you open doors that can't be shut and you shut doors that can't be open. And we just thank you, God, that every assignment you've declared over your church, every person under the sound of my voice online or in this place, Lord, that the word spoken over them will come to pass, Lord, that your word goes forth and it does not return to you void in this age or the age to come. So we just thank you, God, that you're refreshing your church and preparing us for the harvest season that is coming, and that we will see the Lord of the harvest in this season. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus.
Sweet Jesus, you write your love upon our hearts. You write it upon the hearts of 2-year-olds and 60-year-olds. And I noticed this when I was with my granddaughter recently. She's just learning how to talk. And I was chasing her one day. We got hot and tired. And so I gave her an ice cream cone, and she went to one of her favorite places, which is behind a curtain in my dining room. And she sat down, and I got my own ice cream cone, put them away, came around looking for her because, you know, I wanted to find her. And so I asked, you know, where are you? And sure enough, she giggles, and then she opens the curtain and says, sit. And so I came and sat next to her. She's, you know, 2 and doesn't have a lot of words. And so we just sat there eating ice cream cones and giggling. And she looks at me and she says, Grandma, home. That sounded like home. I wonder what that means, you know. And so then a couple of days later, I'm over at her house, and I'm getting her ready for bed, and she's in a bath, and I go and I gather a blanket and her binky and her bottle, and I get all that stuff together, and then I take her out of the bathtub, and I forgot the towel, so I go and get the towel, and by the time I wrap it around her, you know, she's cold, and I wrap it around her and give her warm fuzzies, and, you know, I kiss her freshly washed face, and I give her a binky, and I give her a bottle, and wrap her up in the blanket, her favorite blankie, and she says, Grandma, home, and I just feel like God writes his love upon our hearts. He pursues us. And we love being pursued. And I just say, Jesus, pursue this world of people. Write your love on their hearts. Let our testimonies, even though they're simple like this, open their hearts with love and open their doors to your love, Lord. Lord, I thank you that you give us things to comfort you, that you tore the curtain aside so that we can enter your inner sanctuary. You put aside the door so that we could come and sit next to you. You know every word behind that's before it's on our tongues, Lord. So you know what's on our hearts. But sometimes it's so good just to sit with you and laugh and enjoy your presence. And I thank you, Lord, that you gave us a need to like have something in our mouth like a binky. You gave us a need to have something to drink. And I see that represented in communion. I hope this isn't irreverent. But we take you in, Lord. We take in your flesh, and we take in your drink. We take in you, and you created us to want that even as an infant. And I just thank you, Lord, that you are going to write your love upon the hearts of the world, that they are going to open up the doors to sit with you, to enjoy your presence. And I thank you for the people here who have their own testimonies of love, of knowing that there is home. And wherever you are, Lord, it is our home. And I just thank you, Lord, for your love.
Okay, so God just spoke to me that you, I meant to be friends and like besties.
Mm-hmm.
Ruth 2:12, may the Lord reward your work and your wages be full from the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to seek refuge. Psalm 17:8, keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. Psalm 36:7, how precious is your loving kindness, O God, and the children of men take refuge in the shadow of your wings. A strong intercessor told me within the last year a couple of things. One is that every time you see a monarch butterfly, you see the glory of God, and you're in the presence of the Lord. And the second thing this person told me is that as time goes by, they are starting to see feathers fall around them, or finding a feather in a place that is unexpected, and that the feathers are from the Holy Spirit. And so feathers are around us, and sometimes one just has to be aware of the butterfly and the feathers that are around us. And when you find a feather in a place unexpected, remember that word, because I think the Lord is up to something, and it's an encouragement to us. And so I've been seeing butterflies all the time, and I didn't ever really see butterflies before. And occasionally, I see a feather. And I'd never really seen feathers before. And I'm not saying that has anything to do with me. I'm saying God is doing something, and that if we pay attention, we might see something that could encourage us. So I just encourage everybody with that.
Have you ever thought that there's a junior Holy Spirit, or that Holy Spirit couldn't move through the youth? You just saw and witnessed the Holy Spirit and a prophetic gifting move through this young lady right here. Isn't that amazing? Ah, so touching. It is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our Father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as if they were. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed. Let me rephrase that and put my own emphasis. Against all hope, scoreboard reads 76-0, all your chips are down. Feels like the sky is falling. Your bank account is empty and your family is falling apart. And Abraham actually believed in the thing that was coming against hope. He said, it says Abraham in hope believed. And he says it just after against all hope. Come on. That'll preach. And so became he, Abraham that is, the father of many nations. Just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The words, "it was credited to him," were written not just for him alone, but also for us. Let me repeat that. But also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness. For us who believe in him, who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, he was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. I feel like this. I feel like there's many sons and many daughters in the room, throughout the region, in this church, throughout the body of Christ. And it's through belief and faith that it's counted to righteousness for them. And in the righteousness, I believe God is transitioning many sons and many daughters to be fathers and mothers, to look after the little ones, to look after the next generation, to call the things that are dead back to life, to call into existence the things that are not as if they were. On paper, it looks like a complete loss, but in belief, all things are possible. So, Lord, I thank you for the faith in the room being built right now, Lord. I thank you for those, Lord, even those that are not mothers and fathers. I feel like there's some that a mother's job is never done in a father's position in the house of authority over the house, being the head and not the tail. That never ends. When we have that doesn't go away. There may be situation and circumstance that find us on the street or in a different area, separated from family or even separated from our kids. But God says, I'm a God of redemption. I am a God of reconciliation. And I'm a God of restoration. And I will revive and bring back to life the things that used to be, just as if they are now. So, Lord, I thank you that you're breathing over the body right now. I thank you that you're breathing, God, over those that came in even tonight. I feel like I'm prophesying into this room tonight that there are some that came here feeling like they weren't qualified, or they didn't measure up, or, God, do you even see me, or do you even hear my prayer? I feel like the Lord is saying, I see you, I hear your prayer. And not only that, through your belief, I'm going to count it as righteousness, and I'm going to work through you to set many free. I'm going to work through you and about you to set the captives free. I'm going to work through you to lay hands on those that are not well, and they would be brought back to health, and those that are dead back to life. So, God, I thank you by faith and by belief, Lord. It's counted to us as righteousness. I thank you for those that have not taken their hand off the plow. I feel like there's mothers and fathers here that have had their hand. Lord, your word says that nobody is fit for the kingdom when they take their hand off the plow to look back. Lord, I thank you that they kept their hand on the plow regardless of what happened. And Lord, I thank you, God, that the blessing of heaven and the favor and the anointing of you, Jesus, is going to rest upon them. I thank you for it. I thank you for it, Lord. We just call it into existence. I'm going to thank you for it now because I already see it happening, Lord. I'm just calling the things that are dead back to life. I'm just calling into existence the things that are not as if they were. So, God, we just prophesy that right now, not just into this room, not just into this body, but, Lord, over a region, over a state, over a lost and dying people throughout the earth, Lord. I say, awake, awake, awaken. Come out of your slumber. Awake, ye, O sleeper, that you have drifted to sleep. God, I thank you for a spirit of awakening over the body. God, in this hour, in the mighty name, the awakening name of Jesus. Amen.
Would you raise up a generation from the ashes? It's your blood that wipes away the marks of sinfulness. Raise up a generation from the ashes. It's your blood that wipes away the marks of sinfulness. generation from the ashes. It's your blood that wipes away the marks of sinfulness. Raise up a generation from the ashes. It's your blood that wipes away the marks of sinfulness. Raise up a generation. Turning the mothers to the daughters. You're turning the fathers to the sons. You're putting the lonely into families. You're turning the orphans into sons. You're turning the mothers to the daughters. You're turning the daughters to the sons. You're putting the lonely into families. The orphans into sons. You're turning the mothers into daughters. Turning the fathers to the sons. You're putting the lonely into families. And turning the orphans into sons. Raise up a generation from the ashes. It's your blood that wipes away the marks of sinfulness. Raise up a generation from the ashes.
We're just so thankful for you, Jesus. It's all because of you. Lord, I thank you that we can come to you. You're the one who gives us rest. You're the one that we get to yoke with. You put your spirit within us to move us. It's not by our power, It's not at all by anything that we can do. It's not our strength. Holy Spirit, it's by you. It's what you do in and through us. It's because of Jesus. But I thank you that you call us your children, led by your Spirit, moved by you. Help us, Lord, to keep our eyes fixed upon you, to cast off the weights, the sins that entangle, to run the race with the endurance through the Holy Spirit. It's that enduring faith that we would press on. We thank you for your joy, that unending joy, the unspeakable joy. It's a joy that the world does not understand, and it only comes from you, Jesus. As we abide in you, it's the fruit of your Spirit. It's joy. It's a peace that comes forth. It strengthens us, comforts us, protects us, guards our heart and mind. We're so grateful for you, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for this time. We thank you, Lord, that you're doing a new thing. It's a new season. Help us to always set our eyes upon you, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord. As we close here, I'm going to just have Steve just quickly share what we're about to move into here in Rosh Hashanah. And I know it's just kind of a peaceful, like we're just peaceful right now, but we're going to just end with a shout. And it's just all glory to Jesus, all eyes on him. But I just, yeah, as we shout, I felt like it's just going to kind of, it's going to sever for some of us the things of the past that have held us back, the weights, the things that have just entangled us, that have held us back from stepping into some new things. And fear, the enemy loves to use that little thing that, or big thing, but where it like locks us down. But it's going to be broken. I just believe tonight it's going to be broken. For by the Spirit, he gives us the power. He gives us his love, which casts off all fear, removes all fear. And then that sound mind. And the season that we're stepping into, we're gonna need this. The enemy's going to try to use fear. Fear is his number one tactic. We saw it with COVID. We saw just how fear the enemy could bring fear into a situation, and it would just cause a disruption in the entire community. But when we operate in the Spirit of God, his power, his love, and a sound mind, it keeps us secure on the rock, steadfast. We're trusting in him. Our eyes are on him. Nothing's going to turn us. Nothing's going to sway us. And even as we move into this new year, it's like, woohoo, but also get ready, because the shaking is about to begin. But it's all eyes on him. It's not a spirit of fear. It's we're going to walk in power. And in when the darkness gets darker, we just shine brighter. So, Lord, we just thank you. And it's with our eyes on him. I just saw, like, it's that we're not light in and of ourselves. But when our eyes are on him, like, we reflect his light. It's we shine with the brightness of his light. We were in that scripture again just today in Matthew, where it just talks about when the eyes are light, the whole body's light. Mm-hmm. It's when your eyes are on Jesus, it's like the light shines right through and it just brightens up the whole body. But when the eyes are dark, it's like everything's dark. Eyes on Jesus.
Hag Sameach, Yom Teruah. Want to give it a shot? We'll do it one word at a time. I'll say it and then repeat it, and then we'll do the whole thing. Chag. Sameach. Yom Teruah. Holiday or holy day, joyous day noise. Ready to do it all together? One, two, three. Hag Sameach Yom Teruah. It's my favorite of all the feast days. It's the only one you don't have a warning for. You get a 14-day warning for Pesach, Passover. You get a 15-day warning for Tabernacles, Sukkot. We don't get a warning for this one. In Judaism, for a long time, thousands of years, this day coming up has been known as the day and the hour no man knows. Does that sound familiar? It relates to the coming of our Messiah. And if we were living in Israel, I've done this for years, but if we were living in Israel at the time of Messiah, we'd all be standing outside like this. Are you looking up into the sky? Kind of like Acts chapter 1. He's going to come back in the same way. And there were moonsighters from the Sanhedrin. You had to have three eyewitnesses. And when they agreed, signal fires were lit on all the mountain peaks to let everybody know the moon had been sighted. This is the only feast day that begins at sundown with the sighting of the crescent moon. And sometimes you just don't know when it's coming. When I was leading Yeshua Light of the World, we would go out, and one year we went out, no moon. We went out again, no moon. Went out the third night, and it was raining. We just looked at each other and went, we're going to get wet. And as we were standing there hoping and praying, a front came through, and the clouds moved off the mountains. And as they moved back, the moon became visible. There were 80 people there. You should have heard the noise. And it was the year that I learned what it's going to be like when our Messiah returns. So, likely to be sighted in Israel Friday night, going into Saturday. Could be tomorrow night. You just never know. You have to stand watching, just like it's a lesson. These are rehearsals. These fall feast days are rehearsals for his return. Sukkot, my favorite time of year, 7 days, and then an eighth day thrown in because nobody wants to go home. Relating to his rule and reign on the earth, the eighth day, the new heavens and the new earth. So we're coming into Yom Teruah, day noise. One way to make noise is a shofar. Any way you make noise fulfills the command to make noise. So I want to pray, Father, thank you. That you have laid out everything. In Psalm 104, you say the moon was made for the appointed times, which means the appointed times predate the creation of the moon. Father, that's how we get the lamb slain from before the foundation of the world. And he died on Passover. He was buried during unleavened bread. He rose on first fruits. The Holy Spirit came on Shavuot, Pentecost. And it's lining up. So we're ready. Give us a spirit of rejoicing. And if it's actually possible, forecast is for rain here, but we don't have signal fires. Father, thank you. We have cell phones today. And I've got people in Israel that will text me and let me know they've seen the moon. But this is practice for the return of your son. And imagine standing there and seeing him return. This is practice for that day. Father, give us a spirit of unending joy. Prepare us for everything coming. 10th day of the month, Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonements, plural. And then on the 15th comes Sukkot, party time. Living with Messiah on the earth. Thank you that you've told us ahead of time. So it's not a surprise, but yet it's a surprise because we don't know what day the moon's going to come out. And just as we reflect the light of our Creator, the moon reflects the light of the sun. And our Messiah reflects all of it. And when he comes, every eye will behold him. not going to be just a little crescent, but it's so much fun to look for that. Thank you for giving us these wonderful times that belong to you. And you gave them to us so that we could share with you, because you said, hey, when the moon appears, I'm going to be having a gathering. You want to come and join me? We're going to have a party. Thank you, Father, because that's what life with Jesus is like. Amen.
So as we close, will you guys stand up? And we're going to shout. And Steve, you're going to blow this. We're not going to put the mic in front of the shofar, because we blew out every speaker in here last time we did that. Every single speaker got blown. So we learned. We don't need microphones for shofars. So here we go. We are going to shout it out. Are you guys ready? On three. With no microphone. One, two, three.